His first job will be to try to turn the firm's ailing manufacturing division around. Intel already outsources the manufacturing of some lower-end chips to TSMC. Its production woes will force it, at least temporarily, to send more business to Taiwan, perhaps including some of its pricier desktop and graphics chips. Daniel Loeb, an activist investor with a sizable stake in Intel, sent a letter to the firm's management in December, urging it to abandon factories entirely and restrict itself to designing chips that other firms, such as TSMC, would make. On paper, that looks attractive. Intel capital expenditure in 2020 amounted to $14.2 billion, almost all of it on its chip factories. AMD, meanwhile, spun out its manufacturing business in 2009 and is thriving today. Nvidia has been fabulous since its founding in 1993. Finding a buyer could be tricky, says Linley Gwenap, a veteran chip industry watcher, precisely because Intel's factories are now behind the cutting edge. Most of the world's chip makers, which might be tempted by the fabs, are in Asia. Since chips are a front in America's tech war with China, politicians may veto a sale to a non-American bidder. In any case, Mr. Gelsinger has said he will ignore Mr. Loeb's suggestion. In January, the new boss said that although the firm may use more outsourcing for some products, he intends to pursue the hard, costly task of restoring Intel to its customary position at chipmaking's leading edge. He also seems minded to pursue his predecessor's strategy of diversifying into new products, including graphics to AI chips. Our opportunity as a world-leading semiconductor manufacturer is greater than it's ever been, he wrote. The direction of travel, then, is not about to change. Intel's shareholders will have to hope that Mr. Gelsinger can at least get it back on the pace.